So I'm going to title this, How to Become a Jedi Master. How to Become a Jedi Master. So really, if you're saved, you're already a Jedi Master, just don't know it. Because what happened when you got saved? You left time. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You stepped outside of time. So you're still here, so it means you're a time traveler. I could title this, How to Become a Time Traveler. Or maybe waking up to the fact that you're already a time traveler. When you wake up to being a time traveler. So if you watch a series, Obi-Wan Kenobi series, every time he faced off with Darth Vader, the reason they were able to find Obi-Wan Kenobi is because he can't hide. The light can't hide. The darkness looking for light, it's right. You can't hide it. It's just a bright light. You can't hide. So what do you do? If you can't hide, you got to become a master. If you can't hide as a believer, you have to become a master while you're down here. And that's the purpose of the cycles of time, to teach you to become a master. Now, what does it mean to become a master? Well, you got to master yourself with God's help, with the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. You got to learn to master yourself and catch yourself and always be introspective. So when Obi-Wan Kenobi would face off with Darth Vader, on every scene that he would face off, his memory would go all the way back to a situation in his childhood or in his past or something else. While he was fighting the battle, he remembered something from the past, right? And you do that with your children. So if your children are like under 18, you've already been through it. And as you get older and you go through the process of getting older, people who are a little bit younger coming after you on the path, you've already been through it. So when you interact with somebody who's not been on the path where you have been, you're going back in time. You're a time traveler. So let me say that again. When you're interacting with somebody who's on the path that you've already treaded, that means you're interacting as a time traveler in their time because they're just following after in series. You're already ahead of them in time because you went through enough cycles. Time is just a cycle repeat. So you become a time traveler. When you interact with somebody who hasn't, whether it's, you could be on the job training people who are new, you could be dealing with your children, you could be dealing with somebody who's, you went through a divorce and they're going through one, or somebody who's raising kids, but you already raised kids, somebody who's already done it. I mean, yeah, so the person who's already done it is ahead of the other person in time. So you go back in time as a time traveler to deal with that person. And so as you're dealing with that person, they're like, how did you know that? How did you know that was going to happen? You already knew. How did you know? How did you know when I went to the courthouse and the judge would say, all the judge cares about is the kids. Are the kids being treated right? Why are y'all fighting each other when it's all about training the kids right? And so you tell somebody when you go to the court, but see, even if they don't get the heart right, if they don't get the heart right and it's still about me, the judge is going to see through it because the judge has already seen 1,000 cases. He knows by the body language who's guilty. So he's already seen 1,000 cases. And you think you're smarter than the judge? I don't think so. The body language that you promote reveals the truth. There's a song on the radio here at the restaurant right now. Every time I come over here is a different song. Now I can actually see the thoughts of somebody in another place, in another time. After a while, crocodile, see you later, alligator. That might even be one of my thoughts I had last week or today or yesterday. After a while, I thought, why do they keep playing the same music over and over? The reason is, it's a message through time. Music, words, series, TV, videos, sayings, proverbs, psalms, there are messages through time that somebody's already been through it. And if you study enough proverbs and psalms and messages and knowledge and gurus and the Bible and observe and make an observation, you can be, once you hit source code knowledge, Jesus' source, once you get the mind of Christ, you're a time traveler to everything. You've already seen it in the mind's eye. You already know what's going to happen. You know the stock market is going to rebound in the next few days or week. It's going to rebound because these people are greedy. They're going to try to pump and dump. How do you know the stock market is going to pump and dump? Because that's what women fear the most. Man's going to pump and dump. The whole system's a system of fear. So the women fear that. So they, because they live in fear, the thing that they fear most comes upon them. Job said that. The thing you fear most comes upon you. You're a time traveler already if you have the mind of Christ, if you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You just have to step out of the experience and look at it from the mind of Christ. Look at it from eternity. If you're in time dealing with something, step out of the experience, the 3D simulated experience, and look at it from the eternal. Now, let's say you're going through a problem. Let's say you're going through a breakup or something. And you're thinking, how do I deal with this? Oh, no, it's the end of the world. In 10 years, it won't matter. In 100 years, it won't matter. In eternity, it won't matter. What matters is how you grow through it. Why are you getting your identity out of another person? If you go back to Genesis 3 and you unfold it, you can unfold the whole Bible. You actually can go back to Genesis 1 and unfold the whole Bible because you see the flesh versus the spirit, and you know the flesh is Jezebel, and you know the spirit walk is Elijah, and you can actually see it playing out in nations, in corporations, in families. It's a fractal hologram. Just unfold, just meditate on Genesis 3 every day for the next year and unfold what happened to each individual. And you see the game that's being played out everywhere all the time.